Up next, we have Luke Hayes from the Australian Communist Party.
Good evening, comrades. It's always nice to see comrades out and about, especially on the day of the international working class. So what's the reason why we're here today? Why celebrate a day like May Day? We're here today to celebrate a working class tradition dating back to over a century. We're here to celebrate the victories of the working class, such as the 8-hour working day, first achieved here in Melbourne in 1856. We're here to also to remember those who sacrificed everything for the working class, such as the martyrs of Haymarket and all others who were lost in the struggle. But what about the traditions of the bosses, the capitalists, and their lackeys in the police? They have kept their end of the tradition very well. The tradition of subjugation, the tradition of oppression, the tradition of exploitation, the tradition of opposing every single person who dares to struggle for their own freedom and liberation. Over in the US, in the belly of the imperialist beast, environmental activist Manuel Paez Terán was shot 57 fucking times for the crime of protesting against growing police militarization and the destruction of the forest. This happened in January of this year. Up in the Philippines, militants and leaders of the Communist Party, Benito Chiamzon and Wilmer Austria Chiamzon, were murdered by the armed forces for daring to organize the workers and peasants. They were captured, tortured, and killed. The army then dumped their bodies of the murdered revolutionaries in a boat, drove it out to sea, and blew up the bodies in an attempt to cover up the crime, as well as to destroy the memory of these red fighters. This happened in August of last year. Back in our own country, in Australia, the capitalists and their enforcers are marching in step with their colleagues in other countries. Anti-protest laws, such as those in New South Wales employed against environmental activists, have been written and pushed through Parliament with the specific goal of constraining those fighting against the complacency of the government during this current climate crisis. Last year up in Townsville, the Australian Army conducted quote-unquote population protection and control exercises in areas simulating urban environments. A quote from the military newsletter Contact reads, infantry sections are integrated closely with military police teams, detainee processing capabilities, and military working dogs to enhance security and crowd dispersion. What does this mean? It means that the ruling class of this country is preparing for future battles with us. They are predicting and indeed expecting our resistance, and they are planning accordingly. Of course, in Indigenous communities and against Indigenous people, the cops stop any pretense of appearing to be defenders of the peace and instead act as racist cowboys with a frontier mentality. Indigenous people continue to be disproportionately charged, disproportionately incarcerated at rates which rival those countries during apartheid, and disproportionately murdered in prisons across the country. Indeed, these are the traditions of the wealthy classes and their running dogs, all to defend their profits. But what about us? Meanwhile, we continue to get fucked over. Inflation has us skipping meals and buying less food for our families. Our jobs are becoming casualised. We have no rights and get paid fuck all. We can barely find places to live in and can't even afford to get a roof over our head. And if we do, we are stuck for the rest of our lives renting, paying 40, 50, 60% of our income. And if we aren't lucky enough for even that, then we join the growing population of people out in the streets, in caravan parks, or, if you can suffer through the waiting list, in social housing. Shame! It doesn't have to be this way. Our government loves to drape themselves in the cloak of progressivism, but in reality, they sustain a system which produces misery for the working class and profits for the owning class. Our liberation is not found in Parliament, either up in Canberra or down in Spring Street. It is not found in the crusty rooms of Trades Hall amongst crusty trade union bureaucrats. It is found among the people, amongst the working class, on the shop floors and in the ports, on the factory lines and in the kitchens, in the break rooms and in the classrooms. Yeah. Only when the working class develops its own consciousness and organises can we begin to leave the rule of capital in dust. And walk towards a brighter future. So join militant unions, or better yet, make your union more militant. Join community groups such as the Community Union Defence League or any other mass organisations. And get organised. The ruling class is waging a war on us. It is high time that we wage a war against them. It is high time we begin the march towards revolution and towards socialism. Again, I ask, why do we celebrate May Day? We celebrate it as a day of international solidarity, celebrating the struggle of the working class to fight for the right of freedom to celebrate their past and to build a future without the oppression and exploitation of the capitalist state. Down with colonialism, down with imperialism, down with capitalism. All power to the workers.
No music.